Daily Beast site urges Republicans to forgive any grievances. By Neil Monroe on September 10, 2025. The left-wing, Trump-hating Daily Beast website is urging Republicans to forgive any grievances after the public murder of Charlie Kirk. The headline says, "Why We Cannot Allow Charlie Kirk's Death to Rip America Apart," and adds, "The death of Charlie Kirk is a watershed moment for the United States. A death in the family can bring people together. It can also rip them apart. The same goes for countries." The site politely praised Kirk before blaming President Donald Trump for the conflicts, just 14 months after a shooter narrowly missed Trump's head at a Pennsylvania campaign stop. "Trump has engendered hatred during the 8 months he has been back in the Oval Office. He doesn't debate, he bullies. He blames. He harangues. He attacks. He never admits he is wrong. He runs a White House that calls people names and picks on those who cannot answer back. Billionaires are always welcome, penniless immigrants are picked up off the street and thrown into jail." The article did not mention the Trump assassination attempt, the criminal case against Trump, or the hate directed by pro-migration Democrats towards Trump and his citizen supporters. Instead, the writer blasts Democrats for inactivity. Across the aisle, Democrats sit around their dinner tables, pouring out their spite for Trump while failing to recognize how out of touch they have become. Gavin Newsom drops to Trump's level with corrosive social media posts to win support and sell his soul. He did, at least, feature Kirk on his podcast. That's when the strangely named website says Kirk's supporters and allies should quickly move on from his merciless murder. "A death in the family is a time to forgive any grievances and find a way to live together. The United States must do the same and start living up to its name. We can agree and disagree. It is the fundamental rock upon which this nation is built. We must move forward together after this tragedy. Or all may be lost." Unsurprisingly, many Republicans are not eager to forget Kirk's consistent call for debate, not violence. Nor to forget the Democrats' efforts to spin the murder into political gain. Nor to forgive the liberals who gloat, smile, and laugh over Kirk's death.